Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. Harold Mester here. Pleasure to be with you. 2011, a busy year at the County Board. We had three different county executives. Lee Holloway served until February 3rd. Marvin Pratt served from that point until after Chris Abley beat State Representative Jeff Stone in the April election. Abley took office April 25th. Two new supervisors elected to the board in April as well. Ian Biddle Sr. replaced Elizabeth Coggs. Jason Haas replaced Chris Larson. Coggs left after she was elected to the State Assembly. Larson was elected to the Senate. A lot of change in Milwaukee County. Of course, all eyes on Madison this year as the controversy surrounding collective bargaining has been going on since February. The debate of the budget repair bill catapulted Governor Scott Walker, the former county executive, into the limelight and sent Democratic state senators to Illinois, of all places. The new law has prompted change in Milwaukee County. Union employees are now contributing to their pensions and paying more for their health care, similar to what non-union county employees were already doing. After some very close and contentious votes in May and June, the board ultimately did not extend a contract for its largest union, although smaller unions, such as nurses, county attorneys, and others, did have their contracts extended. The state budget cut funding to the county in a variety of areas, most notably mass transit. The state placed an enrollment cap in family care and cut funding for child support enforcement, and we've learned that that cap on family care will likely be lifted. Over the summer, the county board launched CLIC, the County Legislative Information Center. It's powered by Legistar, gives online access to all county board and committee meetings. In 2012, we plan to launch live and archived video from those meetings. Redistricting. After a number of public hearings and on a 13-6 vote, the board adopted a plan to downsize from 19 to 18 members. The new map includes two Hispanic districts. The overall plan was returned unsigned by the county executive, but still took effect. Debate over the county budget occurred in the fall. County executive proposed big funding changes in the sheriff's department, preserved transit routes thanks to extra federal funding, provided additional funding for mental health, cut funding for paramedics and parks, and greatly increased how much county employees pay for health insurance. The board was able to soften the blow in some of those areas, but Abley's budget was ultimately adopted with relatively minor changes. In October, despite opposition from a majority of supervisors, the state legislature decided to create an elected position of comptroller to oversee the fiscal workings of the county. And just last month in December, the board adopted a Shakespeare in the Courts program, controversial program giving judges the option of sentencing juvenile offenders to Shakespeare instead of being sent to costly juvenile correctional facilities. It is believed that the county executive, Chris Abley, will veto that resolution. So those are some of the stories that attracted attention in Milwaukee County this past year. In tonight's show, I'd like to thank Supervisor Joe Rice, David Carr, Veronica Robinson, and Steve Schultz for their participation. Next month, we'll take a look at the many candidates who have filed to run for the county board in the spring election cycle. Thanks to WISN and Clear Channel for the airtime tonight. Thanks to you for listening. Inside the County Board returns 9 p.m. Sunday, February 5th. Until then, I'm Harold Mester. News coming up next on News Talk 1130 WISN.